ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's economy added just 12,000 jobs in the month of October, due mostly to the strike at Boeing that has left more than 30,000 employees not working, and due to the hurricanes Helene and Milton, which devastated parts of the southeast.
Overall, this report, while it does seem shockingly low, that top line number, it seems like Wall Street is already looking past it because we've got stock futures rallying after this report.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus, the Dow right now is up more than 480 points. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump hold dueling rallies within 7 miles of each other this evening in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Police in Orlando are still looking for a motive in the mass shooting at a Halloween event downtown that left 2 people dead and 6 wounded. A 17-year-old is in custody. More than 200 people have been killed in the recent flooding in Spain, and dozens are still missing. It's being called the worst natural disaster so far this century in that region. This is ABC News. North Korea's top diplomat is in Moscow today for talks with Russia's foreign minister. That is, the White House now says 8,000 North Korean troops are near the Russian border with Ukraine and could enter the war officially soon. In New York, a fight over a squirrel. ABC's Andrew Dimbert explains.
A social media star has been seized by authorities in upstate New York, and his fans are going nuts.
To take Peanut away from my family is not only, heart-wrenching, but then you take it away from the organization that solely gets its funding from social media that requires Peanut to get that funding.
Mark Longo says officers raided his home, taking his pet squirrel, Peanut. Longo runs a sanctuary, housing horses, goats, and alpacas, and says he relies on social media videos to raise money. But it's against New York law to own a wild animal without a license.
Longo says he doesn't even know if Peanut is still alive. He rescued it 7 years ago after Peanut's mother was hit by a car. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high of 50 with lots of sunshine. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and frosty, a low of 31. 57 Saturday, slightly warmer tomorrow. Rain developing late Saturday night. Sunday, cloudy and breezy with periods of rain and a high up to 56. 68 for a high on Monday. Right now, northwest winds are at 4 miles per hour. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 42 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
She probably goes to church and hungover in a pew. Good on you. She probably don't cuss, ain't got a single tattoo. Good on you,
good on you.
Bet she's more uptown than she is downtown. Bet she don't get loud, bet your mom's damn proud. I was just something you had to shake loose. Good on you. I wore that dress, acting my best, hurting my mess with the same perfume. It hurt like that you said were trashy. Good on me, they look good on me. Never liked uptown, always loved downtown. Saying that out loud's making me damn proud. You were just something I had to shake loose. My best, hurting my mess with the same perfume. It hurt like
did my best. Hiding my mess with the same perfume. It hurt like hell. Finding myself like a light bulb. Lighting up the neon truth. But now they hate me. It ain't ever gonna be. It's strange. Ain't to see that she looks good on you. Good on you. Good on you.
She looks good on you.
Good on you. Good on you.
Priscilla Block on WRCO, and good on you. Later this hour, we'll have our movie trivia question. Sandy Madison from Center Cinema Twins will stop by to see if we can put a movie pass in your hands for this weekend or any of the upcoming showings at Center Cinema Twins. Be listening between 11:30 and noon.
Today's specials are country and community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy, but that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they-them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 5, reputation. Pine Valley is a 5-star facility. It has served Richland County residents for over 140 years with exceptional care, and now has a new facility to complement this great care. Reputation, one more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career.
My name is Michelle Wabshaw, and I would like to encourage all Ithaca residents to vote yes for the referendum in November. My boys have attended Ithaca schools since 2015, and I have seen firsthand the extensive impact the amazing staff has had on their educational journey and self-confidence. I know this impact reaches all students, not just my boys. One of the many things I appreciate about Ithaca schools is how the staff is invested in the education and personal growth of their students. The staff really get to know their students and connect with them on a personal level, driving students to be their best selves both academically and personally. Ithaca is more than just a school. They are a community with family values at their core. They provide a learning environment that is supportive, encouraging, welcoming, and safe. Ithaca staff offers rigorous academics and sets high expectations while providing our children with the tools needed to be a productive member of society. The small class sizes ensure each student reaches their full potential and forms lifelong connections with their classmates. I urge you to vote yes for Ithaca schools, yes for maintaining this close-knit community that provides a personalized learning environment that cannot be found in a larger school. Vote yes for our children and yes for our future.
A friend told me when she was young, she got pregnant and gave her baby up for adoption so that he would have the best life possible. She went on, had a successful career, got married, and had other children. Years later, she met her son and they became friends. He said to her, "Thank you for not having an abortion." Adoption, the loving option, brought to you by Richland County Right to Life.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Nee inviting you to join us for WRCO's Those Were the Days. We're going to have a real party Saturday night with the Solid Gold Dancers. How about it, Joanne?
I'll be chilling a sixer of Fresca.
Wow, all right. Party on. We'll be taking the train along the way as well, maybe to Clarksville or possibly to Folsom Prison, the city of New Orleans, or the rock and roll train. We'll be rocking and rolling until the midnight hour, playing some train songs and all the songs that you know and love from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s. Those Were the Days is sponsored in part by Culligan Water Conditioning, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jay's Ag and Turf Center, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Utter Brothers Restaurant and Creamery of Boscobel, and Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales on WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app Saturday night.
Book's no good, sitting on a shelf, Your hands in your pockets ain't no kind of help. A painting with no paint ain't got much to do. And I ain't no good without you. Can't sing a song that ain't got no words. Seas just a sea till you drop it in the dirt. A church ain't a church without some people in the pews. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd be just another same old plain old son of a daughter. No shotgun solo roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. I sound crazy but baby it's true, ain't no good without you. Without a river to flow, it's all with no strings, no, it won't play a note. You can't sing the hip hop if you ain't got the cue. And I ain't no good without you. Without you I'd just be another same old plain old son of a gunner. No shotgun, so no roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunset's all black and white, but you put the tide out in my life. Sound crazy, but baby, it's true. Ain't no good without you. Shotgun, solo, roller, all chrome, no motor. Sunsets all black and white, you put the tide out in my life. Might sound crazy, but baby it's true. Ain't no good without you, hey. Without you, ain't no good, ain't no good.
Thompson Square on WRCO. News, weather, and sports comes up today at 11:30. And we're up to 43 degrees right now in Richland Center. So the temperature is growing about a degree an hour right now, it looks like. Celebrity birthdays. Country music's Bill Anderson is 87. Also born today, country singer Keith Stegall is 70. And singer Lyle Lovett is 67. Bassist Eddie McDonald is 65. Today. Also, country music's Big Kenny of Big and Rich is 61. Singer Sophie B. Hawkins turns 60. And actor and TV personality Jenny McCarthy turns 52 today. Here is Sarah Evans.
Tennessee piece of land. Sometimes my life gets so hectic, and out of the blue when I least suspect it. Somewhere between the hubbub and the drama, I get to thinking about mama, and I'm caught up in this in Missouri, cause I wanna be with my family instead of stuck out on this road I'm on. And every time my bus wheels hit the blue hill, there's no
suede shoes and I boarded the plane. Touchdown in the land of the Delta Blues in the middle of a pouring rain. W.C. Handy, won't you look down over me? 'Cause I've got a first class ticket and I'm blue as a boy can be.
We are taking you all over the place. Before that, we went to, Missouri, and then we were back in Memphis there. That was Lone Star on Country and Community, WRCO. It's 42 degrees at 11:30. This news update is sponsored by Harvest Guest Home. There's always family here.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Only 12,000 new jobs added to the U.S. economy in the month of October, due mostly to the hurricanes in the southeast and the continued strike at Boeing, which is now in its seventh week. Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu calls those factors atypical.
They're not reasons that are about the health of our economy. Nobody's looking at this month and changing the overall assessment of where the economy is. We have a lot of other data for that.
Donald Trump's campaign calls this the worst jobs report of the Biden administration and says things will get worse if Kamala Harris is elected. Israeli airstrikes killed at least two dozen people in northeast Lebanon overnight, according to the country's news agency. The latest deadly toll in the area since a conflict between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah escalated last month. Starting in a few hours through downtown Los Angeles, the victory parade for the Los Angeles Dodgers, who beat the New York Yankees in the World Series in five games. This is ABC News.
Do you remember the most important foundation of any relationship? It's trust, T-R-U-S-T, trust. This is Joe Flores, owner-manager of Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living. Without trust, there can be no peace of mind. A mind that's filled with stress and anxiety keeps the body from healing. At Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living, both residents and caregivers enjoy the trust of each other. Tender, loving care, putting residents first, treating residents the way we want our own parents treated. All these make for a trusting, relaxed, and homey atmosphere. Harvest Guest Home Assisted Living provides personal care and supervision, nutritious meals, medication management, activities, laundry, and housekeeping to frail older adults who do not belong in a nursing home. Come visit us and see for yourself how trust between residents and caregivers benefit the elderly. Harvest Guest Home, 647-8205. There's always family here.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. High school football tonight. Ithaca plays at Johnson Creek. We'll have it for you on the radio. River Ridge at Bangor. Potosi-Cassville at Cochrane. Fountain City. Cuba City at Lancaster. Brookfield Academy at Prairie du Chien. Milwaukee Academy of Science at Darlington. Also, Reedsburg is at Catholic Memorial. Among the games coming up for Level 2 high school football playoff action. An ugly first half Thursday night saw the Bucks fall so far behind they could never make up the difference. They dropped a road game in Memphis, 122-99. That's four losses in a row for Milwaukee. Giannis Antetokounmpo did all right with 37 points and 11 rebounds. But the guards, starting guards, shot 18 of 19 on three-point attempts. The Bucks return home to host the Cleveland Cavaliers coming up on Saturday. Two strong defensive teams meet at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City Saturday evening. Kickoff set for 6:30 between the Badgers and Iowa. Hear the game on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. The pregame time on the Badger Network is 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. With sports, I'm Phil Nee.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
WRCO encourages you to get out and vote. November 5th is Election Day. Stay tuned for live comprehensive coverage Election Night on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as we keep you informed on the races that matter most, from local decisions to national impact. Election coverage on WRCO will be sponsored by Richland Family Prescription Center, Cardinal Rotar, Schultz Mortgage Team, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. These community businesses are committed to keeping you informed and involved. For the afternoon, a high of 50 degrees, lots of sunshine, and seasonal also for tonight, 31 with light east to southeast winds, partly cloudy Saturday and 57, Sunday 56. Right now, light breeze from the north, and it is 43 degrees. Today's community calendar is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. The Southwest Cab Pop-Up Food Pantry truck will be in the area today at Victoria Riverside Park in Muscadet from 12:30 until 1:30. Please note the new location from where it is normally located. A Red Cross blood drive is going on today from noon until 4. That's at the Christian Fellowship Church in Black Earth. Appointments are encouraged by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or go online to redcrossblood.org. The Rotary Lights in the Park deadline to sponsor a tree is today. If you'd like to have a tree on display, contact Kathy Rooney at 608-604-2127. More information can also be found at RotaryClubOfRichlandCounty.com. A breakfast and bake shop will be held at First Lutheran Church in Lone Rock Saturday from 8 until 10. Saturday, the World Community Day, hosted by Church Women United Family Thrift Shop, will be held at St. Mary's Keysville Church, getting underway at 9. Saturday, the Brewer Public Library is celebrating 55 years with an anniversary open house from 10 until 2, sponsored by Friends of the Library and Foundation. A free will donation chili lunch will be held from 11 until 1, or Until Gone. There will also be live music with Monty Berger. The book sale room will be open, offering a buy a bag, fill a bag special. Also pick up your free copy of Borgia Rose, which is the book selected by the next community read. The Buena Vista Lions Club will host its annual Halloween party in Gotham. That's coming up from noon until 4 Saturday, featuring a costume contest with winners voted on at 3:45. The winners revealed at 3:50 at Buena Vista Town Hall, weather permitting. The party will be held at the Buena Vista Bicentennial Park in Gotham. Also going on this weekend, on Sunday, Kickaboo Cowboy Church will be held at 6 o'clock at Old Oak Inn in Soldiers Grove. UW Extension educator Sarah Kubiak will lead a two-part financial planning workshop at the Brewer Public Library starting on Monday at 5:30 and financial goals on Tuesday at 5:30. Attend one session or both. The sessions are free and open to all. Refreshments will be provided. Register by contacting the library at 608-647-6444. And Park Street Christian Church will host a nonpartisan, non-denominational prayer meeting for the United States of America on Monday from 6:30 until 7:30. And that's a look at community calendar.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
22 before 12 noon at WRCO. Movie trivia is coming up from Center Cinema Twins. Here's Tim McGraw.
I love it, I want some more of it.
Sandy Madison from Center Cinema Twins is our guest here on WRCO as we talk about movies. Sandy, what is happening this week at Center Cinema?
We are, on Friday, we'll be hosting a no school matinee again. Our showtimes will be 10 a.m., 12:30 p.m., and 3 p.m. We had an extra showtime due to popular demand. We did it on October 16th, and it was a huge success. For just $7, you get a movie pass plus a small pop and popcorn. The movie is going to be Hit Pig. I think everybody's going to really like it. It's really a cute movie.
You've been working in more matinees lately, haven't you?
Yeah. We're going to start doing matinees on Thursday afternoon. We're just waiting, and we're hoping to get the movies when they're going to premiere on that day. Like, usually the movie comes out on Friday, but a lot of times they'll let you have it on Thursday. So we're just waiting from our booker at what time we can get it. And usually it's like 2:00. So the movie might start at like a weird time, like 2:05, just so we can get the newest movies out there on the matinees.
There's special things coming up this November and also into December as well. Are you going to be having some Christmas movies this year?
Yeah, we're going to be having the best Christmas pageant ever is going to start next week. It looks really super cute. Wicked's coming at Thanksgiving time. Moana 2 is coming. We're going to have the Planes, Trains, and Automobiles by the Richards. Marty Richards, yep, they're going to be sponsoring that. We're going to be having a food pantry thing on November 30th, sponsored by the Chamber. That's going to be Moana 2 is going to be playing like 4 times, I believe. And everybody either puts money in a can or gives a donation, and they get into the movie for free. That's pretty much what's going on at Center Cinema.
And then the outdoor, is that closed?
Yeah, it's closed for right now, but if the weather gets nice, we hope to do some holiday movies. Just watching the sky.
I think that's a good thing. You've had them even all the way up till Christmas in the past, haven't you?
Yeah, and I think that's the plan.
Awesome. All right, well, what about Sandy's tough trivia question of the week?
Well, this week we're playing Hit Pig, which is a really cute movie about a pig and an elephant. I wonder if anybody knows what this book is based off, or what book this movie is based off.
Hit Pig.
Hit Pig.
All right, what book it's based on. Maybe you read it to your kids back in the day, right?
Right.
Okay. 608-647-4155. Give us a call and we'll put the ticket in your hand, a ticket for an upcoming movie at Center Cinema Twins. Sandy, have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
That's Sandy Madison from Center Cinema Twins. Call now.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Halloween, and black cats. The two just seem to naturally go together. The Acouche Mountain Humane Society wishes you and your family, including any black cats that you may have, a fun and safe Halloween week. By the way, National Cat Day is also this week, so this is the perfect week to spoil your cat rotten or to adopt a new feline member into your family from your local shelter. To see the cats and kittens currently available for adoption from OMHS, visit its Facebook page, or better yet, call 608-475-1885 to set up an appointment to meet the cats in person at the OMHS Adoption Shelter in Richland Center. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for defund the police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
Congrats to Cameron Cunningham, the winner of Trivia Today. The correct answer from Center Cinema Twins. The new movie called Hit Pig is based on the book Pete and Pickles. Pete and Pickles. You may have read that to your young ones or read it yourself as a young one a few years ago. So congrats, and listen for us, giving away some great prizes from Center Cinema Twins. We'll have more movie trivia and other fun stuff tomorrow night during Those Were the Days. Here is Exile with an 8-track flashback.
Somewhere in the night, I fell in love with you. You wandered through my dreams, and you stole away my blues. All of a sudden, a brand new feeling opened up inside. And I don't know whether to jump through the roof or break right down and cry. Woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Am I still dreaming? Is it supposed to feel this way? Running around with the coolest pen, painted all over my face. I woke up in love. Run around in no particular direction. I ran across a lot of pretty women, but I couldn't make a connection. But last night when you held me tight, you turned my life around. And I opened up my eyes this morning and I said, look what I found. I woke up in love with you. Oh, what a beautiful day. Still dreaming, is it supposed to feel this way? Running around.
still dreaming. Is it supposed to feel this way?
Well, this is Phil Nee. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll be packing up and heading toward Johnson Creek later today. And looking forward to football tonight with the Bulldogs taking on Johnson Creek on the radio. Have a great day and an awesome weekend. I'll also talk to you tomorrow night with Those Were the Days right here. It's a love thing. This is Keith Urban as we head to the afternoon.
Say I'm wrapped around your finger, but they don't understand that what we got is more than just a diamond on your hand. Baby, it's a love thing. Whoa. Oh, baby, it's a love thing. Yeah. Sure, I could hang around and complain about the way things ought to be. There's trouble in the world, but you're the girl whose open arms are all I really need. And that's why I come running to be there by your side. So let them call me crazy, but it can't be denied. Baby, it's a love thing. Whoa. Oh, baby, it's a love thing.